coming up.
We believe that Joelle Marino took Hannah's body and disposed her body.
The worst is when you just don't know anything. You don't know where he is. You don't know where she is. So there's just no closure.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Police in Fairfax County, Virginia, are searching for a man they believe killed his girlfriend earlier this month before dumping her body in a Maryland park.
Fairfax County police need your help finding an alleged killer. A woman disappeared from her Northern Virginia home earlier this month, and now police are convinced she's the victim of a murder, and the main suspect is her ex-boyfriend, who is now on the run.
Police here in Fairfax County told us it's highly unusual to bring a murder charge without a body, but they are convinced that 35-year-old real estate brokerage manager Hannah Choi was killed and dumped in Maryland.
So we know something bad happened, really bad. And we have evidence and details that make us believe, firmly believe, without any doubt, that she's deceased.
I'm joined by Colby Satterfield at WUSA 9 in Washington, D.C. Colby, thanks for being here with us.
Happy to be here.
Colby, this is happening in Alexandria, Virginia. At least that's where Hannah Choi was living at the time of her disappearance. It's just outside of Washington, D.C. for people who are not familiar with the area.
Yeah, it's you go across a bridge, that's Arlington, then you keep going a little bit, and that's Alexandria. It's all pretty much what's called the DMV around here, District, Maryland, and Virginia. So it's all in really close proximity to D.C.
And the last time she was seen was on March 5th. Tell us what we know.
So what we know from police is she was living with her former boyfriend. And I actually spoke with Hannah's sister, Mina, and she said she owned that house with her sister and her boyfriend had just moved in there. And Mina, her sister, said she didn't know much about him. But from what we've heard from police, they were last seen together on March 5th. And from there, that's whenever she went missing.
Colby, tell us about Hannah Choi. What do we know about her?
Yeah, so she's a real estate brokerage manager, and her team that she worked with, they have been a big part of trying to keep her name out there and get this message, keep this message alive so the search for her can continue. She's described by her coworkers and her sister as just overall amazing and is someone who is just very respected in this community in all circles, personally, professionally, a go-getter, an entrepreneur. And everyone that I spoke with just said she dedicates herself and her time to pushing others up and levitating them and helping others do well and puts others before herself.
She tried so hard to help people, and he must have known that. Why in the world did he have to, you know, dispose of her body and not let the family have a little closure? It's such a shame that, you know, this sort of situation can even occur.
So she went missing and police are now searching for her boyfriend. She has not been found, but they say they have enough to charge him even without any sign of her.
Yeah. And the police chief said it is very unusual in this profession to have a murder warrant without the recovery of a victim. And they said there is an abundance of probable cause and an abundance of evidence. They worked with the Commonwealth Attorney's Office here and got those warrants, and they started the search. And the last that I have checked with police, I check almost daily, they are waiting on digital data warrants to continue that search even more.
Colby, I know we haven't heard a lot about evidence. Police have talked about finding his car. What do we know about the investigation at this point?
Yeah, so just going to kind of break it down what we know at this point. So what police believe, and they firmly believe, that she, Hannah Choi, was killed in the house that she owned, that her former boyfriend lived in with her. And then they then believe that her boyfriend took her in a car and disposed of her body in Piscataway Park. Now, this is in Maryland, but the DMV, as I was saying, it's all very close, very connected. So it's actually just across the river from Alexandria. Police then found the suspect, her former boyfriend. His name is Joelle Masso Marino. They found his car 2 days later in D.C. Police also said that there were some blankets and some sheets that were also missing from the house. So they believe that Marino, her boyfriend, was at the park the night and the morning of her disappearance. And then again, they found his car 2 days later, and they said that was a big piece of the evidence, and police have that car in evidence at the Fairfax County Police Station right now.
And they haven't released any details on why they believe she is no longer alive.
Nope, they haven't. And reporters were pressing him on this, and he just said that we know something bad happened, very bad, and just says the evidence that they have, they firmly believe without a doubt that she is dead. And the fact that they're not going into this beyond the car, which they said the car is a very critical piece of evidence. But beyond that, they're not really saying much. So something that they must have learned in that house and in the car, and how they knew that he got to Piscataway Park, I guess led them to believe that, put the pieces together without having that physical evidence, which of course is unusual.
And what about video? Have they said anything about video surveillance?
Yeah, they haven't said anything about that. And whenever I asked the police officer the other day, she and I were just kind of chatting, and it's the evidence that they're waiting on right now, or the warrants, excuse me, are digital warrants. And that's something that they can't obtain as easy. So from my interpretation, is that some sort of phone records, maybe something that could exactly ping where he was in the park that night, which could point them to wherever she is.
And do they continue then to actively search this park?
No, they're not searching right now. I've asked about that too, if they're going to resume the search, but they say they are just waiting on these search warrants, the digital data, the cell phone data. It is a very large park, and we went there the other night, and there's no lights. It's down. You are out of the city. You could see the Big Dipper, and if you're in DC, you know you can't see the Big Dipper. The lights are so bright. So we drove, and I don't think we passed anyone else the entire time. This 2-lane road, and then you pull into the park, and then you can drive in and through the park. I mean, there was no lights, no one around. You could hear the water, really close to the river and the water as well. Pretty isolated area, but they said they searched that area for 2 days. They had canines as well and multiple agencies assisting. Weren't able to come up with anything.
Colby, there's now a manhunt for Joelle Marino. You mentioned her sister didn't know a lot about him. Do we know anything else about his background or where they think he might be headed?
We know that he was a little bit younger than her. I believe he was 27 years old, or he is 27 years old. We do know from police that he was pinged in Atlanta, but they didn't say exactly when, and they said they didn't know where he is now. But they did say that he is Fairfax County's number one person right now that they are searching for.
So clearly he could have left the area, but we just don't know much about that right now.
They are confident that he left the area. He was at some point in time pinged in Georgia near Atlanta. From there, they haven't said if they do know. I mean, they could know. They could be tracking him and not letting the media know, because then it's going to get out that he knows they're tracking him. But from what they have told us is they have no idea. They said he could be back in Virginia. They don't know at this point, which is why they're just trying to blast his picture everywhere. And they said he also could be going by different names. So that's why he's encouraging people to actually look at his face.
And is there a nationwide alert and other agencies searching for Marino at this point?
Yes. They said they have contacted other agencies, so that way other people are on alert, not just here in the DMV area.
In the meantime, just such a horrific case for a family and friends of Hannah Choi to know that something terrible happened to her, that she's probably not alive, according to police, and they have no idea what happened.
Oh, absolutely. And her sister, Mina, she's her younger sister. She lives in New York City. And Hannah's parents, she said, both of their parents live here in this area as well. She said she's here in town just trying to tell them when to eat and trying to get them to go to sleep. I mean, the whole family is just absolutely devastated and heartbroken by this, understandably. I mean, this woman was thriving personally and professionally, loved by everyone that knew her. And then she just up and goes missing. And then her boyfriend is charged, but her sister Mina is just pleading for him, Joelle Marino, to please just let them know where she is so that they could put her to rest. And that way Hannah Choi could just be at peace.
I believe detectives have said people can reach out to Fairfax County Police, but also Crime Solvers, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They can also do so anonymously. So people can actually text Crime Solvers as well, and they can text police, FCCS plus tip to 847-411. So if people just maybe see him, or if they look at their picture and be like, I think I may have seen him, I feel like any clue or any indication of where this guy is can hopefully just put them on a path to finding him.
All right, Colby Satterfield at WUSA9 in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for talking to us about this case.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. Be sure to check out our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles, available wherever you listen to podcasts. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.